Hello, hello. Before we get into this week's episode, I have a brief announcement. This episode was originally intended to be recorded for release on Tuesday, June 27th. Unfortunately, due to some personal issues that I had with recording, it's being recorded at about 11:09 p.m. on June 29th. Which means you guys probably will not hear it until the 30th. I'm gonna try to record two episodes in the next 2 days to get us caught up, but I can't make any guarantees. So please enjoy this week's episode discussing Ad Astra Per Aspera, one of the latest episodes of Strange New Worlds, and I'll get us caught up as soon as I can. I'll see you in a bit for the beginning of our episode. Last week, Star Trek Strange New Worlds brought us a jam-packed episode in the form of Ad Astra Per Aspera, which featured Una Chin Reilly in hot water after last season's revelation that she is a member of a genetically modified race known as the Illyrians. Rebecca Romijn brought a heartbreaking performance as Una that made me want to cry for most of the episode. But really, it served to show even more how the crew of the Enterprise under Pike wasn't just a crew, they're a family. While this isn't exactly novel for Trek, it is the first time in a long while that we've seen these kinds of scenes. It also presents the opportunity for Pike and his crew to support Una in her quest to become part of Starfleet, despite being part of a race that's deemed dangerous. Perhaps the only thing more beautiful was the lengths Pike went to in order to get his number one back. The episode also allowed us to get a little bit more of Una's species, when Pike literally risked his life to get better representation for Una than her Starfleet Council. In a surprising move, Trek showed us with this episode that despite all its hallmarks of diversity, Starfleet hasn't exactly practiced what it preaches yet in the era of the Enterprise. However, it also bucks tradition, allowing Pike to seek out non-Starfleet counsel for Una, which he finds in the form of her Illyrian ex-friend, Neera. Neera makes an interesting addition, and I kind of hope this week isn't the last scene of her. I'll explain why after the break. I'll see you in a bit. Neera Kitchool is a fascinating new character, brought to life by actress Yetide Badaki. Throughout the episode, Neera seems, despite being touted as a friend of Una's, to harbor some sort of grudge against the first officer of the Enterprise and anyone in Starfleet. She flat out turns down Pike's invitation to be Una's lawyer, until he nearly dies in her waiting room when his portable oxygen tank drops to dangerous lows. There are moments when Neera seems just a little jealous of Una's newfound freedom in the stars. Then, the episode drops a bombshell. Neera's cousin and his parents were arrested by Starfleet after it became impossible to hide his genetic modification, which caused his immune system to glow. Neera openly admits she is jealous of Una's ability to hide her modifications, thus allowing her to pass as a non-Illyrian and enlist in Starfleet. This episode also brings to mind parallels of the civil rights and immigration struggles in America, which made it even more compelling. Rebecca Romijn, whose father immigrated from the Netherlands, said that the episode was an important and emotional one for her because of these parallels. Although I don't know what place there would be for Neera in future episodes of Strange New Worlds, I felt it was important to show some of the characters' relationships outside of their Starfleet service. If nothing else, Miss Badaki does interest me enough to want to see Neera pop in for a visit again at some point, or even play another character in a future Trek production. She made quite the convincing lawyer. Something I fear Captain Pike may also be needing soon. We'll wrap up by talking about that cliffhanger after this. We wrap up our discussion of Star Trek Strange New Worlds for this week by talking about the ending. The moment that Number One returned to the bridge of the Enterprise, I had a strange sense of foreboding about what was going to happen to her captain. After all, Pike openly admitted on the stand to knowing of Una's genetic modifications. While we know that it won't end his career in Starfleet, based on the visions from his future self in Season 1, we know that Pike does have some challenges ahead. This might be the perfect time for the series to introduce Paul Wesley's Kirk to take over, if only temporarily. While I love Paul Wesley and I've liked the little bit I've seen of his Kirk, I think it's going to take some polish to bring the character up to par. That and the fact that Kirk is perhaps my least favorite Starfleet captain ever. Yeah, I know, that sounds blasphemous coming from a Trekkie. Please don't shoot me. I just was not really a fan. Although I have liked some interpretations of him, and I'll get into my thoughts on Wesley's interpretation of him when we talk about episode 3 tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. However, the focus seems to be on Pike for now, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. I am a little bit worried by the title of the episode that now has officially aired today, which was Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, because it's perhaps one of my favorite Shakespeare tie-ins of all time. I'll discuss that in depth on the next episode. But coming up next, I'm gonna shift focus a little bit and talk about the cancellation of Star Trek Prodigy and fan panic. I'll see you in a bit. Fans of Star Trek were immediately outraged recently when it was announced that Paramount Plus has canceled its Nickelodeon collaboration Star Trek Prodigy. While I haven't been watching Prodigy myself, I have been hearing things about it from Trek groups and Trek Twitter. Star Trek Prodigy follows a holographic version of Kate Mulgrew's Catherine Janeway as she guides a group of young aliens who find an abandoned Federation ship and take it over. The series was removed from Paramount Plus recently, amid news from its showrunners that it had been cancelled and was being shopped to other networks and streamers. Naturally, this led to what I feel are unfounded concerns that fans needed to worry about other Trek series, such as Strange New Worlds, being pulled from the service. I'm not yet convinced that this is cause for concern. Also, the fact that the creators are shopping for a new home leaves me optimistic. I hate the idea that this will affect younger fans who may just be starting their Trek journeys, but I trust the showrunners will be able to find something. I'll be back to close this out with some information about Star Trek Discovery and the final wrap-up for this week's episode right after this. I'll see you in a bit. For our last segment before we close, I'm deviating just a little bit from the topic of this season to talk a little bit about Star Trek Discovery. I do have to admit that I'm missing Star Trek Discovery and having it on our screens as well. And that's something I never thought I'd say, because while I like Discovery, I'm not a huge fan of it. Lover or hater, Michael Burnham serves as a beacon of hope for many fans. While some may not be keen on the character, I know that there are many who are unhappy that we'll have to wait to see her journey. And I wonder now, with the writer's strike, if that wait will be even longer. It's the first time in a long time that Trek has placed a character of color in a prominent position in Starfleet and focused on that character's story and journey. It's also one of the many reasons that I hope Strange New Worlds continues to show more of that. And it's one of the reasons that I felt very upset with Picard over the way they treated the character of Cristobal Rios. Although that's probably a concern that I want to share with you guys more in depth in a Picard focused season of the pod. Let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. I'll close this out right after this. Well, Star Trek fam, we've reached the end of our time together for today. On next week's episode of the pod, we'll be discussing episode 3, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. I cannot wait to dive into this episode with you guys. Again, this is one that I had hoped to get out today, and it just, it did not happen. But I will see you hopefully on Thursday for that episode. Equipment and availability willing, I'll be recording that episode possibly over the weekend or on Monday so that you guys will get it on Tuesday. In the meantime, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Erin, the Rambling Fangirl, signing off. I'll see you next week.